1620-94.5 WTAW. September's designation as Suicide Awareness Prevention Month was recognized with a proclamation during the Brazos County Commission's August 16th meeting. Proclamation read by County Judge Dwayne Peters included activities taking place at Texas A&M.
Many factors contribute to a person considering suicide. According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, in 2020, it is estimated that 12.2 million American adults seriously thought about suicide, 3.2 million planned suicide attempt, and 1.2 million attempted suicides. Suicide continues to affect innumerable communities across the world, creating critical need to raise awareness about prevention. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 700,000 individuals die by suicide on an annual basis. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in Texas, and approximately 3,924 Texans die by suicide each year. American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 2020, feelings of hopelessness, isolation, and stigma commonly combine and with additional factors and variables to increase the risk of suicide attempts. Lingering feelings of isolation, distress, and general uncertainty sparked by COVID-19 pandemic necessitate heightened awareness of and sensitivity to those factors that may increase risk of suicidal ideations and attempts. The month of September is a National Suicide Prevention Month. Effective suicide prevention involves activity connecting and reaching out to individuals who may be struggling, a practice made all the more urgent as communities reconnect in the wake of a pandemic. This effort requires raising awareness of warning signs, linking victims and loved ones to helpful resources, providing guidance and supporting struggling loved ones, and destigmatizing the emotional and psychological challenges often preceding suicidal thoughts and attempts. Suicide Awareness Month strives to increase the awareness of suicide prevention resources, reduce social isolation, and honor survivors and remember those lost. This year's program partners with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension to host a four-week suicide prevention walk challenge designed to reduce stigma and spread hope throughout the Aggie community. Suicide Awareness Month also features both virtual and in-person components, including awareness and prevention training, various mental health supporting initiatives, and in-person kickoff event Wednesday, September 7th at 6 p.m. at Rudder Plaza, Texas A&M University. In the mental health crisis left by COVID-19 pandemic, suicide awareness and prevention efforts require urgent, intentionally, and resolve. Suicide Awareness Month empowers Texas A&M and surrounding community members to take the first steps toward a greater well-being together. Now, therefore, be claimed the month of September as Suicide Awareness Month.
Commissioners are also reminded by General Counsel Bruce Arid about the new 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline number.
It would be a good time to publicize the citizens of Brazos County that on July 20th of this year, the FCC put into effect the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which allows anybody to dial 988, three numbers. That's all mm-hmm. they've got to remember, 988, and they'll get connected to live people at suicide prevention centers. There's like 200 of them across the country. So instead of having to remember an 800 number or an 888 number, you remember 988 and you can get help immediately.
All right. Thank you for that.
Commissioner Steve Aldrich also noted suicide rates among veterans are significantly out of proportion with the rest of our population.
You know, I think that's particularly germane. What we did today, too, is suicide rates among veterans are significantly out of proportion with the rest of our population and with the veteran community, and being veteran friendly as much as we are here, I think that's really important that those resources are made available.